I had a whole other script planned for this week's podcast, but some stuff happened to me this week and so many different like revelations that I just need to sit down and say this. I don't know who needs to hear this, but it is okay to feel your feelings. And I'm not trying to talk like a preschool teacher that's like, it's okay, like you can be sad. No, like actually, it's okay to not be okay. And the reason I'm saying this is because especially nowadays, a huge problem in women is that they just act like everything's okay. They put on this hard shell and they move on from their feelings way too fast, which is totally hindering them from getting in line with their feminine energy. And it's okay to tell people that you're not okay as well. And I'm someone, I used to hide all of my feelings, okay? And I am nowhere near as bad as where I used to be like a couple years ago. But I'm going to share with you guys this story that happened to me this week because I kind of got slapped in the face. I thought I had made so much progress in just being vulnerable and everything, but I really did not. And actually letting myself not be okay has been one of the most amazing things. So I had one of my dearest friends who I'm so blessed to have her. She had told me for like a couple weeks that she had to like talk to me. So I was like thinking in my head like, oh my gosh, like did I do something? Like I don't think I did anything. So anyways, we go to have this talk just to meet up and like chat and whatever. And I'm here thinking that I'm about to be like defensive. Like maybe she thinks I did something and I really didn't. Cause like what? All I do is eat, sleep, work, go to the gym and like that's it. So I was already ready to be defensive, okay? But she ended up talking to me basically about how like I don't talk, like I just don't say what I'm feeling, like I act like everything's okay, and like that basically her and my other friends, like they're here to support me and I'm not letting them do that. I'm not even kidding, like 5 minutes into the conversation I started sobbing because she was so right. And it was like it's just like everything that I felt like I was holding in to act like I'm okay and that I have all my stuff together, it just like released. And a couple months ago I had gone through a breakup and I was doing pretty well. It's not that I was like, let's say, missing the guy or whatever, it's just that it was very, very hard to like get accustomed to being more alone. But since I was so sure about the breakup and I didn't want to like wallow in the pits, I just told everyone like, oh, this is what happened, but like I'm totally fine, like I'm totally okay. And I acted like my super happy and bubbly self. But when the weekends came around and I felt so alone, like I was choosing to be alone to like get through the breakup, but I was like suffering, I still acted like everything was okay. I didn't reach out to anyone, I didn't tell anyone like how horrible it felt and how it was so hard to like deal with all these emotions. And whether the emotions were hard to deal with or not, even if it was just little things that like where I'm like, okay, I'm not feeling that great, like I can say that, you know, like, and everyone needs to know that they can say that. And honestly, just about this situation in specific, it was such a beautiful thing to have a friend be like, you're not a burden, like we're here for you, like you have a support system, like if something's wrong, tell us. Like I hope everyone has a friend or multiple friends like that. But you don't even need a friend to tell you that. I'm here to tell you right now that you are not a burden to anybody. Your feelings are not a burden to yourself or to anyone you may quote unquote put them on. And especially as women, we need to take off that hard shell. Sometimes it's convenient. Like if you own a business and let's say you're going through a breakup or you're going through family issues or whatever, yes, for that 1 hour meeting, okay, maybe you have to put your tough shell on. But when it's to your people, when it's to your community, when it's to yourself, especially, be vulnerable. And the problem is that a lot of people don't even know what it means to feel your feelings. Like, okay, I get it, I'm allowed to feel my feelings, but like, how do I do that? There's definitely different steps you can take. For example, one is like actually telling people you're not okay. Like for example, after I had this talk with my friend, I was telling her, yeah, I'm dealing with X, Y, and Z from this situation, and then this other situation happened, and this is how I'm feeling, and I'm dealing with that, and the feelings are prolonged, and no, like I'm not okay, I'm not my absolute best self right now. Yeah, I'm doing my best, but I'm just not my best self, and like that's okay. So then after I told her, I called my mom, and then I told my mom, then I decided to talk to God. And I know not everybody like prays or whatever, but I know that there are a large part of people that pray or talk to the universe or journal, whatever it is. And I talked to God, and I think it was the first time that I admitted to God and just to myself, like I was like, I'm not okay, and like I need to not be okay for a while, and that's okay. And I'm telling you guys, I literally just prayed and I was like, for these next 2 weeks until I go home, like I just need to be carried extra. Like I need somebody to like put me in like a baby swaddle, like give me a bottle of milk and just like carry me and take care of me for 2 weeks, because like I'm on my last thread right now. And just like saying that, even though it wasn't out loud, even though it was in my head, it was to myself and God, felt so good to just admit that like it's okay to not be okay for a while, and I'm gonna make it through. And like you don't have to be happy and perfect and and have your stuff together all the time. Because if you don't process your emotions now, you're going to process them in 6 months' time. And that's going to be so confusing. And maybe you're not even going to realize that you're processing anger 6 months from now from a situation that happened 6 months prior. And it's just, it's not going to be it, okay? It's pent up emotions. And what's even worse is that pent up emotions leads to sickness in the body, especially in women. If you don't process how a situation made you feel, that how it made you angry, how it made you sad, and you just carry on with your life and act like everything's okay instead of addressing your own feelings, then later on the line, whether it's in a month's time or whether it's in a decade, all of that pent up emotion leads to sickness and pain in the body. And this is not even like a woo type of thing. People see this. Like, so many sicknesses and diseases are attached to emotion, especially women. If you get pain like in the right side, if you get it like in your right shoulder, in your knees, in your hips, like that's the right side is the masculine energy in the body, right? So if we're just trying to put on a front and trying to be so masculine and not tap into what we're feeling, then it's gonna manifest itself in the body. And would you really compromise feeling your emotions to get sick? Not only that, but in the present moment as well, when you don't let yourself feel, when you don't let yourself have a reaction to something, even if it's just internal, then that leads you to do a bunch of other things that completely do not serve you, like overeating, overworking, overspending, over anything, or undereating, like underworking, just everything. It takes you out of equilibrium, you know, like our emotions are up and down and up and down and up and down, and that's not an equilibrium. But if we don't let ourselves go through those up and downs of emotions, then our life as a whole will get out of balance with equilibrium. But when we give ourselves permission to feel, when we give ourselves permission to not be okay, or give ourselves permission to be okay and to actually thrive, then we can find a better balance in our day-to-day lives. Especially if you're a woman and you clicked on this video and you're watching my channel. I know that you have some kind of predisposition to want to be more in your feminine energy and be aligned with who you are as a woman, most of you. And one of the biggest factors in that, I mean, you know, like the masculine energy is doing, like doing so much where you have to put on a mask and act tough and everything. And the feminine is just being with who you are right now, being with your emotions that you're feeling right now. Feeling your emotions and giving you permission to do so is what gets you more into your feminine energy and helps you be healthier overall, not create sickness later on or bad habits in the present moment. Nobody is forcing you to act tough. Nobody is expecting you to be perfect. You didn't come on this earth to be perfect. You didn't come on this earth to have your stuff together all the damn time. Like, that's so boring. And I feel like there might be so much judgment around like being sad for too long or being mad for too long. Like me, I used to think that, oh, if I'm sad for like a week, then it's just because like I'm addicted to the emotion and I'm not letting it go. No, like everything takes its time. But if you don't allow yourself to feel emotions, then they will be prolonged. And if you might not feel them in your head or in your heart, but it will manifest itself in the body. Not every emotion is on the same timeline. Not every time you feel sad is that sadness on a specific timeline because it's sadness. It depends on what happened to you. It depends on what's going on in your life. Maybe you just feel a certain way because you just feel a certain way. Me, I'm gonna be in my luteal phase soon. Sure, I'm probably gonna feel sad for no reason at all. And like, that's totally fine. Please just don't put judgment on how long you may feel something, because you need to feel that for however long your body needs. I know I feel like I need to be carried and just take it really easy on myself and be like sad and lonely for a couple weeks until I go home, and I'm gonna let myself feel that now, because if not, that emotion's just gonna keep coming back for like long periods of time. Like, no, like, let me just go through it now, enjoy it while it lasts, because this is the only time I'll have this version of me. And then when my spark wants to come back, then my spark comes back. Please don't put judgment on your emotions. Allow yourself to feel your emotions. Notice that when you're doing something like emotional eating, spending, working, over exercising, all of that stuff, that it's a cry for help, okay? And when something like that happens, you're like, this was like totally out of whack and doesn't align with me, but I did it anyways because I'm feeling a certain way. Like, focus on that. You feel your feelings by just first accepting it and allowing it, and second of all, just sitting with it. You can ask yourself, where do I feel this emotion in my body? Am I heavy breathing? Am I sighing? Is my throat tight? Does my stomach hurt? Do I have a large appetite? Do I have like no appetite? If you can label your emotions, that's even better, because once you can label it, you can go through kind of like all the feelings of this emotion better. So don't judge. Don't act tough all the time. It's okay to not have your life together. I know that especially here, what I like to teach is to teach people how to get their life together, because it's definitely something you can do. I know that here I teach a lot about like getting your life together and being your best self and creating your dream version of yourself. But I'm telling you now that dream version of herself, yes, she has her life together, but having her life together does not include not listening to her body and not listening to how she feels, because eventually she will crash and burn, or she will become sick, or she will self-sabotage future relationships, future friendships, her relationship with herself. That dream version of you, she is a woman. She is a goddess. She is in her divine feminine energy, and she holds no judgment with how she feels. She lets herself feel. She chooses to feel, and she's not scared of judgment from other people. So therefore, she's able to express the way that she feels. And on the flip side, when you're ready to feel happy, allow yourself to feel happy. When you're ready to thrive, allow yourself to thrive. Some people also don't let them do that. The world is yours. Like, at some point we're gonna be gone, and part of the human experience is feeling all of the emotions. So don't deny your human experience. Enjoy it and accept yourself through every single motion and every single ebb and flow, so that you can like flow on to like your dream life. Discipline is good. Discipline is great. Discipline is self-love, but that pressure, that internal pressure that you put on yourself to be perfect all the time, it's not loving at all. I guess my point is, admit when you're not okay, let yourself not be okay for a while, give yourself what you need, whether that's a big fat chocolate cake, a tub of ice cream, or a nap, and let people be there for you. We're not here to do everything alone. I'm sure you have a support system, even if you don't feel like you do. And if for whatever reason you're living in the middle of the woods alone and you literally have no one to call, one, I'm sure you do, you just think you don't. And two, you always have God, you always have Mother Nature, you always have the universe. So you always have a support system to fall back on. Let them carry you when you need it. Okay, I love you, bye.